Word. I'm ready to hear the word. How about it? Let's stand up while I read the word to us this morning. I'm going to be reading from Ezekiel chapter 37. And I know you've heard many, many sermons preached from this passage in Ezekiel. And if you wonder what's fallen down from the ceiling, it's really not feathers from heaven. It's insulation where they did the rewiring and stuff is what I've been told. So it's no big problem. It's just that every once in a while you'll see something float down. You're not imagining it. You're really seeing it. All right. Psalm 37 from Ezekiel. I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified Bible. And the hand of the Lord was upon me. This is Ezekiel talking. And he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass round about among them. And behold, there were very many human bones in the open valley or plain. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. He's asking you questions this morning. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. And I will put breath and spirit in you, and you dry bones shall live. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler who calls forth loyalty and obedience and service. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking and a trembling and a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon the bones, and flesh came upon them, and skin covered them over, but there was no breath or spirit in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath and spirit, son of man, and say to the breath and spirit, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath and spirit, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath and spirit came into the bones, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Now let me tell you something this morning. When you come into this service today, you need to prophesy. There's something you need to start speaking to. You know, we can just sit around and be silent and just let the devil walk all over us and just take everything from us and just sit back and wait. Or you can do what Ezekiel do, and you can speak to those things and say, I command you in the name of Jesus to come to life. I command you bones to come together. I command you family. Come on. I command you in the name of Jesus to come together. I command you body. Come on. That you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. I command you finances. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Some of you need to prophesy this morning. Don't sit and just be silent. We don't sit. We enter in as we speak and as we do our songs and as things go forth in the service. Let it be alive to you. Let it be something that not only you hear, but it comes through your mind and you begin to prophesy with your mouth. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's begin.
Hope is here, shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here, what a joyful noise we will make. As we join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night. Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make. as we join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. We're singing out, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You say you heal, restore, reveal the Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out, a shout till the whole world knows His name. Jesus, sing it out, a shout, for He will know Your name.
Come on, give a shout to the Lord God Almighty. Raise a shout. We've got so much to shout for this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for Your power that You say.
So wonderful is Your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful You are. Beautiful One, I love. Beautiful One, I adore. Beautiful One, my soul possesses. Powerful, so powerful, Your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of Your majesty awakes my heart to see how marvelous, how wonderful You are. Beautiful One, I love. Beautiful One, I adore. Beautiful One, my soul must sing. Beautiful One, I love. Beautiful One, I adore. Beautiful One, my soul must sing. Wonders anew, You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as You. You opened my eyes to Your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as You. Beautiful One, I love. Beautiful One, I adore. your beautiful one, my soul worships. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul worships.
Church, if you've ever experienced the presence of the Lord, you know how beautiful He is this morning. Let's praise Him.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your bountiful mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, my heart sings. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see how marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, my heart sings.
Come on now.
Say, beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, my heart sings.
To see Him. Hallelujah.
You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, my heart sings. Beautiful one, I love. Say, beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, my heart sings.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is anybody in the house that believe He's just so beautiful today? And
amen.
You've experienced His love.
Amen.
Have you've been touched by God, haven't you? Amen. How many of you know that our God is greater?
Amen.
You believe that this morning? Greater than anything. Amen. Come on, let's praise Him. Yeah.
Water you turned into wine. You opened the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Come on now.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Into the darkness you shine.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
To prophesy, come on.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Come on, you ready? And since our God is for us,
then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us,
then who could ever stop us?
And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Wow, that's a good way to end it. Because you end it with saying, there isn't anything that's going to stop my God. Amen. Amen. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Church, do it again.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Now, I want you just to begin to name those things that he's greater than. Come on, church. Begin to prophesy and begin to declare. He's greater than any sickness that might be trying to attach itself to your body. Cancer is cursed in Jesus' name. At the name of Jesus, it must die and go away. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Broken hearts must be mended in the name of Jesus by the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Those broken hearts are mended today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. And our testimony is God is greater. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind, God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. Never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours.
Savior now,
Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise. Overcame Jesus, awesome in power forever. He's awesome and great is your name. You overcame power in heaven.
Wait a minute.
Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan.
Come on.
Sending us out, light in this broken land. All authority, every victory is yours.
Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, you're awesome and great is your name, you overcame.
We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah.
of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah. Savior, worthy of honor and glory. He's worthy of all our praise. You overcame. Jesus, you're awesome in power forever. You're awesome and great is your name. You overcame.
Standing or seating, whatever you're doing, just in your heart or with your mouth and with your mind, putting it all together and just begin to thank him and to praise him. Thank him with the words of your mouth, the testimony in your mouth, the word of God, what he is doing and what he's done, what he's going to do in your life today. Father, we love you. It's by the power of your name, Father, and we worship and give you the glory and the honor. Hallelujah.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. the strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Hallelujah. I want you to be seated. We're going to do the song called Worthy is the Lamb. And it's a song that talks about the cross. Ricardo, if you would bring that cross up front just a little bit. If you've got something you've been carrying around and you need to put it onto the cross, amen. You notice that Jesus isn't on the cross. He's already risen, folks. But the cross is symbolic of what he took for you. And our ushers have some papers. If you would like to write down something that's really you want to just hand it over to God right now, then if you raise your hand, they'll give it. And while we're singing this song, why don't you just come in here and put that up on this nail? Okay? Just give it to him. Sometime you have to do something physical to remind yourself that you've handed it over to him. But it's something you really want.
reign victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Sometimes there's just not any words to express what He's done for us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Can you say amen, church?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team, Pastor. We're going to read off our prayer list this morning. And grab hold of some of these names. And then Pastor's going to lead us in prayer, okay? We pray for Sunny. She have wisdom. Jeannie to have wisdom and peace. Sandy and Joe. Ricky and Sandra. Lakeisha and Kylie and Lay and Casey and Colton. And Jacody and Danny and Lisa. Chris and Scotty. And King, Brandy and Josh and Jennifer, Pat, Mom and her sister, June and Jerry, Phyllis and Jerry, Jody and Tim, Shirley Robinson, praise God, this is a praise, she's home walking, Valerie for her eyes, Marshall Pierce family at his death, Albert Burton for healing, Jim and Jan Hadley for wisdom, Joyce Hadley for wisdom, Dimple Buck for healing, Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation. Danny McLister. Is there anyone else? You have a prayer? Yeah. Okay. He's ready. All right. Ready to go. 90-some years old. Ready to go be with the Lord. Yes, Gay. Pardon? Yes. Now, someone told me they saw a sign. They're giving a benefit for her. Okay, now let me get this right. It's next Friday night, the 6th, out at the Jim Blair Center. What time, hon? Okay, there's supper at 5 and an auction. Now, Stephanie is Gay's granddaughter. That's Chuck's mama, right? It's a benefit for her. And then... Stephanie, are there others? Monica, yes. Monica's in the hospital in Lexington. They decided to keep her up there till the baby comes, so we want to lift her up. Yes, Bonnie. Okay. Okay. Okay, pray for that family and Jack because of that wreck, if you didn't hear that. Yes, Pat? Our servicemen, Matthew, right, and Linda Bennett. Okay, did I see another hand over here? Yes, Gail? Yes, Corey, yes. Corey McQuister, that's Danny and Debbie's son, yes. Okay. Mr. Wood, he was a school teacher, right? Used to be a school teacher. He's had a stroke. Okay.
Now, how many of you believe that God's concerned about all these people? Amen. They are close to his heart. And they're close to the hearts of people that care, or they wouldn't be on this prayer list. You know, before I pray, I want to say this. You can't be moved by what's going on in the world. If you pay attention to everything that's going on in the world, you'll be a nervous wreck. I'm not saying that you should be ignorant of it. I'm just simply saying that shouldn't be the thing that governs your peace and tranquility. Jesus said, in the world, you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Heavenly Father, you've heard these names that have been called out before you with needs. Needs of salvation, needs of healing, needs of wisdom and direction and guidance. And Lord God, I know that you want to do this for them. You want to save the lost. You want to heal the sick. You want to guide the steps of people whose heart is trusting in you. And Lord God, we ask and we believe. The results are not in our hands, but you can change any man's heart. And I thank you. There is nothing beyond your possibilities. There is no impossible task with you. Because our God is greater, our God is stronger. And if our God is with us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is for us, then what could stand against? And we thank you, Lord God, that we saturate these names with faith. And we believe right now that things are going into effect and there will be results. We thank you, Lord God, for that. I pray, Father, for our country, and I pray for our leaders. Lord, I know that things that are happening are prophesied in your word. But our hope is not in the world system. Our hope is in you. And it's through that hope and faith that we make our request known to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, now it's my special time. My special time with my special friends. And I would like all of the 9-year-olds and under to join me up here. Now, you can come and sit around me, but you can't sit right here, okay? You can't sit right here exactly by me. Got to leave this spot for a reason. Yeah, it's Sit down. Sit right there. I got a special friend that's going to be sitting here in just a minute. I'm going to introduce you to my special friend, boys and girls. Now, y'all have to listen to me or you'll miss this. My special friend has some interesting characteristics about him. First of all, let me tell you this. His name is Art. 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 A-R-T. Art is my special friend. Now, the second thing about my special friend is that he's invisible. He's invisible. So, come on, Art, and sit down. Now, when I grew up as a boy, out on the road where I lived, I was the only child. Everybody else was parents and grandparents. Now, we had our Rocky Hill block party yesterday, and there was about a dozen kids there, all from the Rocky Hill area. And they played and all that kind of thing, you know, and had a real good time. A bunch of them spent the night with us. And we all had fun. And the thing about it is, when we would have get-togethers when I was a boy, I had to play by myself. They'd all sit around and talk and do stuff, and I was the only kid. So I had to entertain myself. And so, in order to entertain myself, I had imaginary friends. Any of you have an imaginary friend? Somebody that you pretend like you're playing with? Or you have enough brothers and sisters that you don't have to? Well, now I'm going to tell you this. My imaginary friends were just made up in my head. I gave them names. I played Cowboys and Indians, and I had an imaginary sidekick. I had imaginary Indians. I had imaginary horses. I was good at it. Maybe that's the reason that I can come up with so many illustrations of stuff now. I don't know. But one thing I knew about my imaginary friend or friends, I knew they weren't real. But my invisible friend, he's different. He is real. And like I said, his name is Art. And you know what art is? Art is an angel. Art is an angel. You know why I call him Art? He's always right there. Now, in the Bible, we hear about angels. Angels came and helped people. Now, angels are invisible most of the time. When my son got up and left home and got on his own, bought me a gift. One of the first things he ever bought me. Started coming back at that point. Been going the other way up to then. And he bought me a picture. Bought a big picture. It's hanging on our wall now. It's called Spiritual Warfare. It's a picture of a father kneeling next to the bed of his little boy, praying over his little boy. And right behind the father, there's this great big angel. I don't know if that was art or not. But he was a great big angel. And I want you to know that all of you have invisible friends. Not imaginary. Not make-believe. But everybody has an angel. The Bible tells us that. It says the little ones, angels, always behold the face of the Father in heaven. So I tell you what. Anybody starts messing with you in a way they shouldn't, you just remember to ask your angel for help. Now we have angels watching over us all the time. And I want you to remember that. Now say this with me. I have an angel. I can't see him, but I know he's there. The Bible tells me so. And I will not be afraid because my angel is watching over me. Now I want to tell you one more story. Several years ago, stand up here with me, Art. I want y'all to see him. He's taller than I am. I have to reach up like this and put my arm around him. Got a big angel. Takes a big angel for some of us. But many years ago, when we lived down in somewhere else other than here, in the wintertime, it wintered. And listen to me now. Y'all listen to me. Y'all, everybody listening? Okay. In the wintertime, and it came a big, big snow. It eventually ended up being about 17 or 18 inches. That's like that. It snowed in everybody. But the thing about it is, in a city about 30 miles away, we were supposed to lead a Bible study that night. And so we were going to try to get over there before all the snow fell. And we lived out in the country, and it was this back road. And we started to the Bible study. And we were going down the road, and nobody's around. I mean, any way you look, you don't see anybody that lives there. Nobody. And all at once, the snow got so deep under our car that it just stopped in the middle of the road. Couldn't go anywhere, just sat there and the wheels were turning. And we said, oh boy, this is not good. Yeah, and Scott was, what, about 3-4 years old. And did we? Yeah, okay. Quit interrupting my story. And we didn't know what we were going to do. And we prayed. And I'm thinking, I guess I'll just have to get out of here and walk somewhere and get help. And it was going to be a long walk to find anybody. And we looked up. And here came a car down the road toward us. And it didn't come down where we were. There was a driveway about 300-400 yards up the road. He pulled in that driveway, turned the car around, and backed down the road to our car. Just like he knew we were there and stuck and needed somebody to pull us out. He hooked onto that bumper with a chain that he had with him. Pulled us up to where the road had been cleared, unhooked, got in his car, and left. He didn't say 10 words to us, did he? Now, I don't know whether he was an angel or not. But even if he wasn't an invisible angel that turned visible, he was an angel to us that day. And Hebrews, which is a book in the Bible, chapter 13 and verse 2, says this, that we should be kind to strangers, because some people unwittingly have entertained angels. Angels are real, and they will help you. They are mostly invisible, but sometimes you can see them. But they're always there. Always right there. Art. Thank you, Art, for coming and helping me this morning. Father, I pray for all these boys and girls. And I pray, Lord, that spiritual life will open their young eyes. And they'll see into the realm of the Spirit. They'll know I have an angel that's watching after me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, who's with you? Who's with you all the time? He's always right there. Thank y'all for joining me this morning. You can go back to your seats. Now, I had a thought or revelation many years ago. And I was somewhere. We were having service. And I looked around and I saw a lot of empty chairs. There's several of them in here this morning. But I felt something say to me on the inside. There is never a place where you're gathered in my name that are ever really empty chairs, because I fill them with angels if people don't show up. So when you look around and these chairs are for people that didn't show up, but in every one of them, visualize an angel sitting there in their place, saying one day they will be here. One day they will be here. Amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn the service over to Sister Shirley. She's going to preach this morning, and then following that, at the close of the service, we're going to have communion together. Good morning. Your angel's with you, right? Amen. Amen. The other angel stayed home, but one came with you.
Okay. Line now. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here today. And you're going to make it. Hallelujah. Amen? You're going to make it. God's already said that we're winners. May have to walk through some stuff while we're here. Amen? But we are already winners. We're